Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 15, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins. Aisha Shehalcha Hiu Baila Medinas Hayam, a woman that her and her husband traveled to a faraway country. Now she also had a co-wife at Sarah, which stayed back at home. Huba, then the woman comes back from a faraway country. Va'amra, and she says, Meis Bali, that my husband died over there, in the Medinas Hayam, far away. It says the Mishnah Tina, says she's permitted to get married, as we've seen till this point. Vetito Ksubasa, and she also gets her Ksuba. Vitzarasa Asura. However, her co-wife that stayed behind that doesn't have the details, doesn't know what happened to her husband, she's prohibited from getting married. But even though the first wife got married, so we could say that should be a good enough indicator that it's the truth. Nevertheless, we know that the Gemara says this concept called Tomos Nafshi Implishtim could be that her co-wife who went to Medinas Hayam is so bent on ruining her co-wife that stayed behind that she's saying that her husband died, even though he didn't, and she's getting married, even though it could cause her tremendous issues, just to be able to mess over her tzara. Therefore, the tzara, the co-wife, is not able to rely upon her testimony, and she can't get married. Let's say the tzara, the co-wife, the one that remained behind, was the daughter of Yisrael, and she was married to a kain. She's allowed to continue eating truma as if her husband was alive. Divi Rabbi Tarfon, that's the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, that we say, since you should not believe to get married, so therefore, she's still considered married, and that comes the benefit of eating truma. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, "Eitu derech mitziyasam de avera." This is not a good way to keep people away from doing averas. Ashtei asura linase, she's prohibited from getting married. However, v'asura milacha b'truma, she's also prohibited from eating truma. So we're machmir on both ends, we're stringent on both ends. We don't let her get married, but we also don't consider her fully married in terms of letting her continue to eat truma. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Amra beis bali v'achakach beis chami, a woman that goes to Medina Sayyam and she goes not alone only with her husband, she also goes with her father-in-law. And then she comes back and she says, you should know that my husband died, and then afterwards, my father-in-law died as well. Says the Mishnah, Tinase Vetito Ksuba, she's believed and she can get married to somebody else, and she can get the Ksuba, as we've said to this point. V'chamoisa Asura, but her mother-in-law is prohibited from getting married. We saw previously that a daughter-in-law is not permitted to testify, witness testimony that pertains to her mother-in-law because maybe she's trying to mess her over. Now this is a novelty, this is a chiddush, because according to what she's saying, she's no longer her daughter-in-law, because she's saying her husband died, so if her husband died, she's not a daughter-in-law. Yet still, halacha is, we don't believe her. Let's say her mother-in-law was a Bas Yisrael that was married to a kohen. Toicha b'truma, she continued eating truma, divrei Rav Tarfon, these are opinion of Rav Tarfon, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says, ein derech mitziyasa midei avera. This is not a way to keep people away from doing averas, from violating transgressions. Ashtei asura lehinase, the same way that she's prohibited to get married, asura lecha b'truma, she's also prohibited from eating truma because maybe her husband is dead. Says the Mishnah, brand new case. Kiddush achas mechamesh nashim. A fellow is mekadesh, he betroths one of five women, ve'en yadei is a kiddush, and he doesn't know which of the five it was. Kol achas emeres leisi kiddush. And each one of them says, no, I'm the one that you were mekadesh, I'm the one that's betrothed to you. He doesn't want to marry all five. They say get lechol achas v'achas. He has to give a get to each and every one of them. He has to divorce each and every one of them. U'maniach ksuba b'neim, and he takes the money of the ksuba, he places it in Bezdin in the Jewish court. U'mistalik, and then he moves away. David Rabbi Tarfon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon holds he doesn't have to give a ksuba to each and every one of them, and until they bring a raya, we have a kal, we have a rule in hamotzi mechaber of a raya that you can only collect if you have proof. So when one woman brings proof and that she is the actual one that he was mekadesh, she can take the money that is now deposited and reserved in Bezdin. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ain't you derech mitziyasim de avera? This is not a good way to keep a person away from avera. Acha iten get uksuba l'chalachas v'achas. He has to give a get and he has to pay the money of the ksuba to each and every one of them. Now, why? What's the issue? So, Mar explains that we're talking about a situation where a person did something that the chacham prohibited because we know the halacha is that in essence there's three ways to betroth a woman. One is through kesef, through money. The other is through shtar, a document. And the third is through bia. By being intimate, a person says, this intimacy should be the betrothal. It should be the act of kedushin. And it works, biblically. The rabbis came along and prohibited a person from doing this. So we're talking about a situation where this fellow was mekadesh. He betrothed all five women by being intimate with them. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that we give him a knas, we penalize him, that not only does he have to give a get, but he has to pay the money of the ksuba to each and every one of them. Someone stole from one of five people. He doesn't know who he stole from. Each of the five says, hey, you stole from me. He could place the money in front of them with mistalik and leave. In other words, he could bring it to Bezin, and when each one of them, or any one of them, brings a proof, they could take that money. Rabbi Tarfon, these are words of Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Ein zu derech metziasim v'naver, this is not a way to keep a person away from transgressing. Hachasham gzeil chol echad ve'echad, he has to pay back to each and every one of them. This way he knows he surely returned the money he was supposed to return. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your Hanukkah week.